And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It is Thursday. That's a day that we talked to J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Good to see you, Judy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Tom.
So we're going to see, we're going to talk about a play at the Shakespeare Theater over in D.C., and it's the title of which makes me blush to tell you. It's The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet. This is a very provocative title. And by the way, it's not Shakespeare. So what's going on over here? As far as I know, this is not part of Mr. Shakespeare's
opus. No, it's not. And I should explain that the Shakespeare Theater doesn't just do Shakespeare. They also do other classics and adaptations of classics, some like this one, lesser known. This is an adaptation, sometimes very loose, of three early 20th century plays by the German playwright Karl Starnheim. The program describes the first play, The Panties, as an adaptation, the second play, The Partner, as freely adapted, and the third, The Prophet, and I should say that is spelled P-R-O-F-I-T, The Prophet is merely suggested by. So another thing that the Shakespeare Theater...
So three separate plays. They decided to mash them together.
Well, I'll explain how they do that. Because one thing that the Shakespeare Theater and artistic director Michael Kahn have done quite well over the years is to abridge lengthy plays or even cycles of plays into a single evening. So over the years, I saw all three parts of Shakespeare's Henry VI and a three-part Sophocles' three-part Oedipus cycle, each in just one evening. And at the end of the season, Michael Kahn's going to direct a new adaptation of Aeschylus's Oresteia trilogy, also all in one evening. The script for The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet is by David Ives. This is his fifth project of what he calls a translaptation with Michael Kahn directing. The subtitle for Sternheim's plays is Scenes from the Heroic Life of the Middle Class. And that is also the subtitle. That's the subtitle for Sternheim's cycle. It's the subtitle for this evening.
So Sternheim did write them as a group.
Yes.
The original was conceived to be, connected in some way.
But these, as I say, are increasingly more loosely adapted. Mm-hmm. But David Ives and Michael Kahn have come up with this very smart, very funny mix of comedy, farce, and social and political satire. They are all aimed at demonstrating the corrupting power of wealth or even the excessive desire for wealth.
So really, how do they connect exactly? I mean, so you've got these three things. You've got the panties, the partner, and the prophet. I'm glad, actually, to know that they're three separate things. Because if somehow they started as, like, around the same person, I thought, oh, this is going to be a long night. But how do they connect exactly?
Well, they are about three generations of the same family, the Mask family. Each generation becomes wealthier and presumably more successful, but definitely not happier. Thematically, the first play deals with sex, the second play with money, the third with power, although power is the ongoing theme in all three of them, and particularly women in relation to power. Ives has set The Panties in 1950. Joseph and Louise Mask have just attended a 4th of July parade in Boston Commons, and Louise's underpants fell down in public.
You hate when that happens.
This is the only one of the three that might be slightly familiar because Steve Martin did an adaptation called The Underpants that ran in New York in 2002. The second play, The Partner, is set on Wall Street in October 1987 on the birthday of Christian Mask, the family's next generation. Christian is involved with a woman who prides herself on molding and creating his career. And then we have The Prophet, and this takes place in Malibu. The time period is described as tomorrow morning. We are on the verge of apocalypse, so the stakes have been getting increasingly higher in each play. One of Joseph and Louise Mask's granddaughters has become an international corporate titan. Another is this vapid narcissist. But that embarrassing panty incident in Boston is what gets it all started. I brought you a clip. You're going to hear Carson Elrod as Joseph Mask and Kimberly Gilbert as Louise after they come home from that embarrassing episode.
How are we supposed to live after this? Can you tell me that, Louise? How do we live? And why?
Because my panties fell down.
Out in the open street, his honor the man on parade 50 feet away next to George Washington, Mrs. Joseph Mask loses her pants.
I didn't lose them. They fell down.
And why?
Because the elastic snapped.
Because you don't plan for the future.
Yes, planning for the future. Very important when purchasing underwear. That's Carson Elrod and Kimberly Gilbert. The plays are called The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet. I should say the play is called The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet. So it's three plays. I mean, even shortened, that sounds like a big undertaking. How large is the cast?
Well, they've actually compressed this down to just under 2 hours. There are 16 characters, but they're played by just six very versatile actors. Michael Kahn has directed this with really high comedic energy, and that energy increases with each play. There are only two characters who repeat, Joseph and Louise Mask. We see Carson Elrod and Kimberly Gilbert, whom we just heard, as a young married couple in the first play and as senior citizens in the second play. And I have to say, when Kimberly Gilbert is playing the housewife whose panties fall down, she really reminded me of Lucille Ball. She goes in the opposite direction in the last play when she's almost lethargic as Louise's very vapid granddaughter. Kevin Izzola is another actor who goes through probably some of the most radical transformation. He plays a barber in the first play. He plays Christian, who's trying to become a Wall Street partner, in the second play. He plays a rabbi in the third play. Julia Coffey also goes through very impressive changes. She's the Mask's neighbor in the first play. She's the woman who sees herself as a kingmaker in the second play. She's a really angry feminist in the third. I brought a clip from the second play, The Partner. You're going to hear Julia Coffey, the kingmaker, giving a birthday present to Kevin Izzola's striving financial partner wannabe.
Go on, open it.
I love it. What is it?
It's the dueling pistol. Aaron Burr killed Hamilton.
Hamilton?
Hamilton. For slaying thine enemies.
You are too good. How much?
Who cares? It's loaded, by the way, but so am I.
Julia Coffey and Kevin Izzola, they're in the Shakespeare Theater's production of The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet down in D.C. So are there separate sets and everything for this? I remember when Center Stage did the Raisin Cycle, you know, it was kind of like it was same cast and similar sets. I don't know, three different sets for this thing?
There are three different sets. The set designer is Alexander Dodge. He uses a turntable to present these separate sets for each play. The first is a beat-up 1950s kitchen. Then we see this fancy wood-paneled, old-money-looking office. And finally, we're at a Malibu mansion overlooking the water. It has a huge picture window. There's several things that repeat in these three plays. There are references, there are objects, sometimes entire lines that pop up repeatedly throughout the evening. A pair of red panties is one of the things that repeats. But there's also a reference to a giant sea snake. And Alexander Dodge has created this great effect with the snake in the third play. That's as much as I'm going to say about that.
All right. The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet. It's at the Shakespeare Theater in Washington. We've got a link to the details on our website. And by the way, this is Michael Kahn's last season, right?
Yes,
as the artistic director of Shakespeare Theater. So what's that mean for him and what's that mean for them?
Well, he's stepping down after more than 30 years. That's one reason I wanted to review this. This is his penultimate directing work there this year. He'll also direct the final play of the year, as I said. I reviewed his first production when he was artistic director there, Romeo and Juliet, back in 1986. I've reviewed many productions since then. When he arrived, this was a struggling theater. Then it was located at the Folger Shakespeare Library. 6 years later, it moved to a new, much larger theater on 7th Street. In 2007, they added a second theater on F Street. He has made this theater one of, if not the most, I haven't been to all of them, preeminent Shakespeare theaters in the country. They've named a successor. It's Simon Godwin, who is currently Associate Artistic Director at London's Royal National Theatre. But The Panties, The Partner, and The Prophet is a really great opportunity to see Kahn's work with a piece that manages to be silly and scathing at the same time.
Good for him. All right, well, it's there until Sunday. And as I say, you come to our website, wypr.org/midday, and we'll give you the deets about all the tickets and all that kind of stuff. So next week, we're also going to Washington. We're going to talk about something at the Kennedy Center, that I've heard of.
This is the touring production of the Broadway revival of Miss Saigon.
All right, look forward to it. Appreciate it, and we'll see you then. Thanks.
See you then.
Lunch today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, Baltimore's gourmet grocer since 1944. Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets and Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the United States. Details online at eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow here on Midday, the news late last year that twin girls had been born through human genome editing sent shockwaves around the globe. Dr. Jeffrey Kahn of the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics was at the conference in Hong Kong when the Chinese researcher who had done the controversial work first spoke about it following that astonishing announcement. Dr. Jeffrey Kahn joins me for Midday on Ethics. Plus, the legendary pianist Leon Fleischer is 90 years old and he is still playing concerts, including three performances this weekend with the BSO. Leon Fleischer joins me to talk about the amazing music that he's been making for the last 80 years. Hope you can join us then for Midday. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening today. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.